Psalm 150, verse 1. Hallelujah! Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His powerful acts. Praise Him for His abundant greatness. Praise Him with trumpet blast. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with flute and strings. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. God, we thank You for this psalm of praise. God, You are worthy of our praise. Sometimes we may need to be reminded of that, God, in the stresses and the burdens and the worries of this world. Sometimes we just need to be reminded of Your greatness, dear Lord. Sometimes You remind us in mighty ways, and sometimes, God, it's in the smallest of things that You help us to know that You are there for us and care for us and provide for us. And so, God, I pray that we know that You're a God we can seek when we are in need, but that, God, we do not forget to praise You for all the blessings that You have blessed us with. I pray that Your Holy Spirit would be among us today, that You would just help our hearts to praise You today. Maybe we come in here with worries and distractions and stresses and pains, but I pray in these few minutes that Your Holy Spirit would be among us and that we would rejoice in You in this place. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. What a beautiful psalm of praise. Just excitement. Just reading this psalm. It starts with a hallelujah. It ends with a hallelujah. And there's a lot of praise in between. There's an excitement. I don't know who this psalmist is. I don't know when this psalmist was written. But there's an excitement in the writer of this psalm. A follower of God who is praising God for His goodness, for His power, for His mercy, for everything that God is. The psalmist here is praising God in His greatness. Now, I don't know when this psalm was written. It very well might have been written after Vacation Bible School, for all I know. I don't know. But I think that's kind of the heart. I think of everybody that had part in this Vacation Bible School. I think that it was a lot of praise this week. There was a lot of rejoicing in the Lord this week. There was a lot of excitement this week. It is probably my favorite week of the year because there is nothing more beautiful than to see a church full of children who are laughing and playing and learning about the Lord. And that alone is worthy of our praise to the Lord today. That we would praise the Lord that we have the privilege and the opportunity to do Vacation Bible School every year. It is a lot of work, a lot of effort, but it makes a difference. You know, I remember when I was really young going to Bible school. Some of you probably do too. Bible school these days looks a little different than it did when I was a kid. Even back that long ago, I remember when I was really young, Bible school here at Enterprise, we didn't have any decorations that I recall. And our snacks, we had two of those little circle cookies with like flowers. You put them on your finger and you get a little cup of juice or Kool-Aid or whatever about that big. And that was snack time. And now we're full-blown meals. And I mean, everything is just decorated to the T. And I'm not complaining. I think that's a beautiful thing. But I thank the Lord that we get to have the Bible school here every year. I praise God that we're doing that again. When I was really young, we had Bible school here, and then we went for a long time, and we didn't have Bible school here. And I remember the lady that really got it kicked back off to kind of get us back in that flow. And some of you will know her, and some of you won't know her, but her name was Miss Margaret Garrison. I'm gonna reminisce for a few minutes, if y'all would just humor me this morning. Miss Margaret Garrison decided, I believe this was 2001, she decided that we needed to have Vacation Bible School at Enterprise. Now, Enterprise really has always kind of had the same problem, and that is we just don't have a lot of kids. And at that time, we had very few kids, maybe less than now. And she decided that we needed to have VBS, which I thought was quite silly. Now, I was a teenager at the time. I was 19, I think, at the time. And she decided that we needed to have VBS. And she, for whatever reason, God only knows, she said, I want you to help me. She asked me if I'd help her. Now, what in the world a 19-year-old boy has got any business trying to do Bible school? I don't know. But she said, will you be my assistant director? I didn't have a clue what it meant to do assistant director. I didn't know nothing about Bible school. Here was our setup back in those days. We had this little projector screen that we would pop up, and we would stand right here. And then right down here on the front, we had an overhead projector. A lot of you young folk don't even have a clue what that is. It's a big light that projects into a mirror that projects onto a screen. And we had these little clear plastic sheets of paper, kind of is what they were. And you took your marker and you wrote on there what you wanted to show on the screen. And Lifeway would send us some little, you know, black outlines of pictures and the verses and the pledges. And so we'd say one pledge and we'd flop that plastic off and flop the next one on there. And that was our opening assembly. And it wasn't much to it. It was really rough. But I think we had about maybe 12 kids that year. I can tell you the theme that year was truth trackers. That was the theme that year, truth trackers. And we had maybe a dozen kids. And it was pretty lackluster, I'm going to be honest with you. It was pretty low energy, but God was good to us. And we did it again the next year. It was Amazon Outfitters. I won't go through the last 20 years of Bible school for y'all. But that's what it was, Amazon Outfitters. I still remember the song, Amazon Outfitters, hoo! And I don't remember what comes after that, but I remember that hoo. And so it's amazing how these songs stick with you. And that's part of what's good about VBS, is the stuff that sticks with us. But we continued to do it, and Miss Margaret didn't do it anymore after that. And then my mom took over, and somehow I still got to be assistant director. But I was so proud, because I'm kind of technological, I was so proud when I discovered that the association building had a real, like, video projector that churches could use. And I said, this is fantastic. And so we would borrow that projector, and that thing was horrible. It was the worst picture ever. It was so fuzzy. And we were still, like, using VHS tapes at that time. You kids don't even know what that is either. And it was just so crazy. And so I would, we moved. We switched our screen to this side, and I put this projector up, and I had all these cords just running way back to the sound system that we had and duct taped to the floor. And I thought, we are really doing it now, y'all. We are having VBS. And we continue to grow and get more and more kids. And this went on for several years, and we finally kind of figured it out, I think, by like 2007, 2008. We kind of got it. We kind of began to figure out what was working and how to reach kids and how to make it exciting. And my mom started getting decorations from other churches, which was the best idea ever. We just get their leftovers, and we started decorating more and more. And then by the 2010s, God had blessed us tremendously. We had some real high-tech equipment. We even bought our own projector here at the church. And man, we were high quality, high tech, and it was great. We worked our way up to about 60 kids there in the 2012, 13, 14, in that age range. We had a church full of kids, and then our help kind of began to decline a little bit, and some of our teenagers that had been helping grew up, moved away, went to college, and 2016 was the last year we did VBS. And so we had a bit of a break for about 7 years. And last year, I praise the Lord for this, Dana said, I think we need to have VBS again. Of course, we had the same problem we had when Miss Margaret had that idea in 2001. We didn't have many kids. But as the movie says, if you build it, they will come. And so Dana worked really hard and really took the decorations to the next level and did a great job promoting last year. And we got all our old stuff back out and started getting things set up. And praise the Lord, God blessed us with a bunch of kids. And then we had it this year. And it really is fantastic. Because last year, I think we had 6 kids that trusted Jesus Christ as their Lord, put their faith in Jesus. This year, we had three young men that trusted in Jesus and accepted Him as their Savior, put their faith in Him. And that's what it's all about. That's what we do it for. I look back at my life, and maybe it's just me, I don't know, but I would like to hope that some of the other teachers and some of the kids that get to take part in something like this remember the things that they are taught. These kids, look, we talk about the decorations and the videos and the dancing and all those things, and all are fun, but make no mistake, these kids are learning these Bible stories. They know their teachers are so good. I was so impressed with the quality of answers, the best quality of answers that we've ever gotten at a family night, Friday night. When I asked those kids questions and would call on different ones, they didn't just give a couple of words. They gave real, deep, well thought out, good answers to these questions. They understand these stories. They have learned about Jesus, and they know important truths that we need to know and be reminded of. That Jesus cares for us, that He has not forgotten about us, that we go through storms in life and Jesus shows up for us in our storms, that even if we're in sin and not doing like we should, Jesus loves us and wants to forgive us of that. Jesus wants to use us to serve Him. And what a beautiful, beautiful truth that we see all throughout the Bible of God's love for us. And that's worth rejoicing in. That's worth praising God over. And all this week, we came into this building and we praise God every day. Friday night, we left this building praising God for a good week. Now, all this week, every year we like to try to pick something that maybe the kids can kind of relate to use our offering for. And this year we decided that we were going to give all of our VBS money to Food for the Hungry. Some of you may know it. It's a Christian organization that focuses on getting food and water and even educating kids in poor areas. And not just trying to help the kids, but trying to help the families to be able to have means to support themselves. And it's a really cool thing. You can look it up after church if you'd like. But we decided we were going to give all of our offerings this week to Food for the Hungry. We were going to have a competition. This is something we had never done before, but we decided to have a competition between the boys and the girls to see who could take up the most offering this week. And it was not even close. The girls just totally outgave the boys all week long. I mean, it was a landslide. I mean, every night when the kids would bring the buckets of money back after offering, I mean, the girls were just like, it was heavy, and the boys, it just wasn't much in there. And so we kept on taking up our money all week long, and going into Friday night, we had about $600 that we had taken up throughout the week, which I think is the most that we had ever taken. Praise the Lord! It was fantastic. And so we get to the family night, and of course you got all the parents and all the grandparents here, and I'm telling the grandparents as they come in, and the parents, and they all help the boys out now. The boys are way behind. Try to help them out so it'll be a little closer. I want it to at least be respectable. You know, I don't want the little boys to get beat by a lot. And so we took up our offering, and while we were continuing our little program, they went back in the back and they counted it, and they came back out and they told me the numbers, and I was in shock that just Friday night alone, the boys took up $729 in just one night, just the boys. For our whole week of offering, we took up $1,645.22. Now, that's worth praising God over. These are the kind of things that we need to say, hallelujah. Sometimes I think we need to let loose a little bit. Maybe I need to start coming in here on Sunday mornings like we do at VBS, and I need to say, how y'all doing this morning? And maybe y'all would say, we're doing good, yeah. But probably y'all would just look at me like, he's kind of crazy. But maybe we need some of that excitement like a child. Maybe we lose that some as we grow up. We kind of go through the motions. Maybe we need a little more of that excitement. Maybe we need more of Psalm 150 in our life. Maybe we need a few more hallelujahs in our life. God is worthy of our praise. He's done so much good stuff in our lives. And if we would just stop and realize that there may be more that He does and blesses us with than we ever have imagined. And He's worthy of our praise. And so when I got the word on that offering, I said, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Think of all the kids that are going to benefit from this money that was given this week. I mean, this is going to feed a lot of kids for a while. That's unbelievable. So I thank y'all that helped and put money in and all the kids and grandparents. It was fantastic. But that's only part of the offering story. The competition was not just to see who could make the most money, but the competition was this. If the boys ended up taking the most money, they would get to pick a female Bible school worker that was going to have to kiss a pig. And if the girls took up the most money, they were going to get to pick a boy Bible school worker that was going to have to kiss a pig. So I was really thrilled whenever that money come through and the boys really showed out Friday night, because I figured they were going to pick me. But they didn't. They didn't get the chance because the boys won. And so the boys got to pick one of the adult workers to kiss a pig, and it was a tie between Miss Donna and Miss Macy. And so there you go, right there. Macy and Donna got the privilege to kiss the pig. Thank you to Susan and Al for providing the pig. The pig was well cleaned. It was a cute little pig, but it was a good laugh and a lot of good fun. And we had a good time. I had a good time, and I think I can speak for everybody else. And I think we had a lot of fun, but I think we learned about the Lord. And I think that these things that these kids learn and us adults learn in Bible school, I think they stick with you. I thought about this week. This is kind of silly. But there's this little keychain, and some of you may remember these from 2011. Big Apple Adventure. Big Apple Adventure. Y'all may not remember that song. I remember all these songs. I don't know why. But our theme that year was New York City, and we had these little taxi cabs, and it's a little flashlight. It's a keychain flashlight. And would you believe that since 2011, this thing still lights up? Every time I use this spare key, I always push it. I'm always amazed that 14 years later that this light is still shining. And I thought about that this week. You know, I think VBS probably has that impact on the lives of some of these kids. That years and years down the road, that something they learn about the Lord, that their light is still shining. At least I hope that that's the case. I hope that's the case for all of us. That even though things like VBS come and go, every time we come together to worship the Lord and look at His Word, hopefully there's something that sticks with us. There's something that's in our heart. There's something that the Lord can recall to us. There's something that He reminds us of, that we can depend on Him in our times of trouble, and that we can praise Him for being a good God and for taking care of us. And so this week we spent a lot of time in the classes the students did learning about Jesus. And that's what we come here for. That's what we come to celebrate. We can come here today and celebrate because Jesus Christ gave His life on a cross and was raised again so that we could be forgiven of our sins. And that's our mission, brothers and sisters in Christ, is to get that message, to get the gospel, to get the good news, to spread it around the world. And a good place to start with that is in the lives of a child. Because the scripture says, bring up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. It's a lot of hard work getting ready for VBS. And every year leading up to it, there's always a little bit of dread. It's like, oh, I don't have to do all that. But then the closer that it gets, the more exciting that it gets. And all it takes is one night. All it takes is one little kid to run up to you and give you a hug. And it changes everything. And then you get that for 5 nights. And you get the same little kids every night to come up to you as happy as can be. They're praising the Lord when it's time to praise the Lord. They're learning their scriptures. They're learning their mottos. There was one little girl. She'd come up to me multiple times a night. Little bitty girl. And she'd say, Magnify God. That was our motto, part of our motto. Magnify God. She'd come up to me with the biggest smile in her face. Magnify God. Do we have that excitement for the Lord in our life? Maybe we do or maybe we don't. But we should. We should be just like the psalmist of Psalm 150. There's a lot of good that God has done in our life, a lot that He blesses us with, and VBS this week is just one thing. But God is worthy of our praise. So I don't know when the last time you gave the Lord a good hallelujah was, but perhaps you need to give the Lord a good hallelujah in your life today. Let's pray. God, we come to you. We thank you for your good word. We thank you for this good week, dear Lord. We're just celebrating today your greatness. Just like this psalm says, God, we just are praising you because you did such great and mighty works this week through the workers and through the students and just everything that took place, dear Lord. I just thank you for being good to us. I thank you for this church. I thank you for the people and their dedication. I thank you for the hard work. And I thank you for these children who came this week. I pray, God, that you just would bless them, that you would help them to remember and to just recall the things that they learned this week, that they would recall the stories about Jesus, that they would recall the love of the people in this place for them this week. I pray that you would just protect these children and encourage them and their families and their parents, dear Lord. And God, we just thank you. We just praise you today, God. I pray that you just would continue to bless us and take care of us as a church. Use us to be a light for this world, dear Lord. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.